Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into Chaos Radio. Your host, Derek Oliver. Controversial and committed spiritual for your listening pleasure.
You cannot tell me on the ideas what you're gonna say, what you wanna hear.
All right. Come on in. It is a blessing to be here. Amen. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. Amen. It is a blessing to be part of the ministry of the Most High God. Amen. And it's a blessing to be a child of God. Amen. Hopefully everyone is doing well. Pray for me as I am dealing with the weather. I don't know what this is about. The weather is nice here in Texas, but for some reason I messed around and caught a cold somehow. I don't know how, but it's a part of life. Amen. Things happening. Good things are happening. Amen. Good things are happening. Don't think that they're not, because they are. God is good and God is on the throne. Amen. He has given us the victory. I won't be with you long tonight. Amen. Because of how I'm feeling. Amen. I still got some work to do, some things I got to take care of once I get off the air. But once again, God is good. All the time and all the time, God is good. Whoever came up with that saying, man, knew what they was talking about. We serve an awesome and wonderful God. I want the saints to hold your head up. Everything's going to be okay. Amen. I know that they're talking about starvation out here. Amen. The gas prices have gone down. That's a good thing. Amen. I can celebrate that. Amen. You know, God is on the throne. The devil can't do nothing without God's permission. I always remember that. The devil can't do nothing without God's permission. Amen. He can't touch you. Amen. Amen. He can't touch you. All he can do is roar. Amen. We are children of the Most High God. He protects us through his Holy Spirit. He has saved us through his son. Amen. And he has ordained for us to have a relationship with him. That's the most important thing, that you have a relationship with God. The Shema. S-H-E-M-A. The Shema. Look it up. What is the Shema? The Shema is Israel. The God of heaven is thy God. Amen. That made heaven and earth. He is our God. Amen. Pray for me as I try to get through this, dealing with this weather. Pray for me. Amen. We're going to get through this show. You know, the devil didn't want me to get on. I almost didn't get on. I said, no, you know what? We can do everything else. I got a preacher in the morning. Amen. God is good. And, you know, the devil wants you to try to skip out on God. We can go to work. We can go to games. We go to school. We do everything else when we ain't feeling well. Amen. But you know what? God is too good. Amen. It's good to be back. Amen. It's good to know that the saints are still around looking for a word. Amen. My wife told me, amen, that someone had said to let me know, amen, how they can hear me, because, amen, they enjoy the word that God has given me. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? I told you, it ain't me, it's God. It's the God I serve. I tell you all the time, it ain't me, it's God. God gave me this gift to give you this word. Hey, we still believe the king is coming. Don't think that we have. It's been quiet. Have y'all noticed how quiet it's been? It's always quiet before the storm. Don't think the king ain't coming, because the king is coming. He's coming back to get us. I tell people, man, this is a joyous time. I'm saying we ain't got no reason to be, have our heads down, mad, upset. The world is going back to doing what they do. The world is going back to partying. That's all folks talk about. On the job, everywhere, they want to party. Some folks don't come to work because they partying too hard. It upsets me. I'm like, man, I wish these folks come to work. So we won't have to work so hard. Hey, man. But they want to go party. It's the weekend. They got concerts coming to town. We want to go get our party on. Amen. But God is still good nonetheless. Amen. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Let me go ahead and I've been thinking about some freestyle. You know I love the freestyle. That seems to be my best sermon is when I don't have nothing to say, no word, no notes. That seems to be my best. I don't know why. I guess it's the Holy Spirit. I know it's the Holy Spirit. Because when I'll jot stuff down and study, I don't know. But it seems like when I just say, you know what, we just gonna let the Holy Spirit have his way. Maybe that's what it is. That's probably what it has to be. But let me go ahead and read to you 1 Corinthians, you know where I'm going, the 12th chapter. First Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 31, going into 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter. You know what that is. That is the context of love. Oh, man, ain't no greater love than the love from above, our Heavenly Father. And we are so grateful this day. Man, I'm so thankful. I just don't know what to do with myself, despite how I feel. Despite what I may be dealing with personally or what I may be going through, God is good. I tell people all the time, I'm not perfect. Amen. I'm a man trying to make it through just like the next man or woman. Amen. Give me one moment. Oh, man, those coughs hurt. Man. I'll tell you one thing, boy. I do not like getting under the weather. I can't stand it. But amen. God is good. Let's go ahead and read and see what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 31 says, but covet earnestly the best gifts. Paul said to desire the best gifts. And yet, show I unto you a more excellent way. We are to desire the best gifts. What are the best gifts? You go back to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. You look at verse 8, starting at verse 8. What are the best gifts? The spirit of the word of wisdom. The word of knowledge. Faith. Healing. Miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. Amen. These are the different gifts, spiritual gifts. Amen. And don't forget the gift of salvation because it's a gift too. You should desire salvation today if you ain't got it. Amen. But Paul said, desire the best gifts. But he says, still yet I'm going to show you a more better way. Amen. Watch what Paul says in verse 1 of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envied not. Charity vaunted not itself. It is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seek it not her own. Is not easily provoked. Think it no evil. Rejoice it not in iniquity, but rejoice it in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. But then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by the faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Charity meaning love. Amen. Paul said, desire the best gift, but all the best gift is love. Love is a gift. Can you give love? Yes, you can. For God gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Paul said, there is no greater gift than love. And my God, was he not telling the truth? Yes, he was. If the world learned to love more, come on now. I'm not talking about this worldly stuff. I'm not talking about this conditioned stuff where you're talking about worth and gain and who has the most, who can get the most, who can get ahead, who's first in line, and all this fighting and bickering. No. No, that's not what he's talking about. He said the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of love is the greatest gift. See, the devil ain't got no power against, oh, my God. Hear me what I'm saying to you today. The devil has no power against love. There's no demon in hell that got power against the love of God. I'm talking about that real stuff, the agape love, the brotherly love, the love that comes from above. Amen. The fallen angels ain't got no power against love. The devil himself has no power against love. That's why we know that you've been redeemed. For all eternity, you've been saved. And that's the secret that the devil don't want you to know. But that if you just simply, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. The word says, thou shalt be saved. That's what it says in Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Go ahead and take a look at it. Amen. Amen. Go and take a look at it. This is so important that we know that God loves us. If nobody else shows you love, don't give up. Know that God loves you. I know that this life in this world is tough, it's hard. But don't give up. Don't give up. Amen. Because God loves you. I love you. We all need love. We know sometimes people want to be tough and act like they don't need God or they don't need, you know, love or something. Man, let me tell you something. Love is a very powerful thing. Amen. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Amen. Just dealing with some things, amen. Hold on one moment. There we go. All right, probably give me a drink of water or something. Amen. In the meantime, as I said, I won't hold you long today, but I just want to give you a word. And what's been on my heart, I want to go with you, come with me, actually, to Deuteronomy 28 chapter. It's a pretty long chapter, Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. But we won't be long. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to go over a few verses. And what I want to share with you today, that there's a blessing in obedience. Amen. We know that there is. There is a blessing in being obedient to God's word. There's a blessing for just being obedient to God. And one example I want to share with you, amen, I'm not going to talk about it today, but I just want to share this example with you, is paying your tithes. Now, you know, you got these folks out here that say, you ain't supposed to pay your tithe. Paying your tithe is the Old Testament. Well, we know that it was originally stated, if I'm not mistaken, by Abraham, where he said he's going to give a tenth of all that he received. Amen. As far as we know, it was recorded, he was one of the first ones in the Bible in the Old Testament to state that. Amen. And we know that the Bible talks about over Malachi, has a man robbed God? But the people in the New Testament say, oh, we ain't got to pay no tithes. Now, I tell you what, the devil is busy. Amen. Is he not? The devil is busy. You better know he is. He don't need to sleep. He's on here when you and me are sleeping. Him and the demons and the Father, they on earth. Scheming, plotting, you name it, they doing it. So the devil will put it in somebody's heart that don't believe in God, no way. They don't read the Bible. They don't study the Bible. They have nothing about God. Have no salvation. And then I heard teaching and telling people don't pay tithe. Lord have mercy. Let me tell you something about God. If God says something, he says it for a reason. Amen. And I don't believe that he said that just for a season. I don't believe he meant just to pay the tithes in the Old Testament. In other words, he said the standard was set in the Old Testament that you should give a tenth of all that you receive. Now, we know in the very beginning, Cain and Abel, they gave. Now, it didn't state what they gave as far as the percentage-wise. That didn't happen until Abraham stated. That's what I'm saying. But we do know that it was customary to give what you receive. That's why over in the book of Acts, it is reiterated what Christ said. It is more blessed to give. Come on now and walk with me. It is more blessed to give than to receive. How could you not know that? So you think the Bible talks about giving all throughout the Bible just for you to let go tithe? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's not what God was saying. That's not even what Paul was going to slide. Folks, I bring up what Paul didn't say. Paul simply said, if you sow sparingly, so shall you reap sparingly. He just didn't add the percentage in there. The standard was set. Excuse me. The standard was set with the percentage. In other words, that's just to give you a standard to go by, that you should at least give 2%. At least. But the bulk of your blessing, Paul said, if you sow bountiful, so shall you reap bountiful. In other words, if you give a lot, you're going to get a lot. That is just how God works. God said, if you do this, come on and walk with me now. He said, I will do that. If you do this, he said, I will do that. In other words, I will bless you. I had to say that to say this. All of that. My wife get on to me a lot of time when I preach. She said, boy, you sure say you ain't going to be up long, but you be up a good while. Amen. You know how those first ladies, how those women be, amen. You know, they got to critique us and, you know, give us the grade. You know how it is when we preach, they got to give us the grade, boy. My wife grades me when I be preaching. I'm like, Lord have mercy. But watch this. He said, if you do this, I will do that. What is he saying? He said, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Come on now and walk and talk with that. You will not have room enough to receive. Now, you can say what you want, listen to who you want, but I don't think that he was just talking to the people in the Old Testament time. Why can't the same go for us now? Amen. That's what Paul was simply saying. Paul said, hey, let me let you know something. Paul just said, in addition with that 10%, if you want to give, in other words, all Paul was saying, you ain't got to give 10%. That's all Paul was saying. But he just letting you know on a grading scale, on a sliding scale. Paul said, if you don't give that 10%, you give a little other than that, don't you expect no more than what you gave. Oh, come on, need y'all to talk to me up in his saints. I can hear you spiritually over the hour. I need you to talk to me now. But he said, if you go above and beyond, God's going to bless you. And it don't always have to be in the form of monetarily. God watches over us while we sleep and slumber. He watches over us when we leave the house, when our kids leave the house during the day. So much is going on in the world. He sends the Holy Spirit to walk behind you just like your shadow. And it keeps you and protects you. I had to say that. Amen. In order to go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. So I want to share something with you today. But don't let nobody tell you that you can't be blessed by paying your tithe. Because all the people that I know that's in my life, I ain't talking about folks that just out here shucking and jiving. I thought these are some God-fearing people. They go to church. They believe in God. They read the Bible. Amen. If nothing else, they show up to church. I don't know anything else. But to me, that's God-fearing when you show up to church routinely and religiously. All these people have similar qualities. Let me explain some of the similar qualities that they have. Most of them have a good credit score. Ain't nothing wrong with having a good credit score. In fact, it's a good thing to have a good credit score because you're able to buy things on credit that you may not have all the money for right now, but you can get it later. You can get it for a pretty good percentage, a pretty good price. Amen? You can buy a house. You can buy a car. Amen? Come on now. Amen. So what you got to understand is all these people have these same qualities. They own their own house or they're purchasing their home. Or they got a pretty nice ride. It ain't got to be brand new spanking. It ain't got to be expensive. But they doing pretty good. They can afford their bills comfortably and have enough to put a little bit back or go and get a steak or something every now and again. You ain't got to be rich. And I usually don't hear these people complain about bills and money that much. Amen. The Bible says that you will be the head and not the tail. You will be the lender and not the borrower. Amen. You better talk to me up there. I'm talking about the folks that I know. God through these tithes religiously and routinely. Don't miss a beat. Oh, they got to pay that tithe. Just like you don't miss that cell phone bill, they don't miss paying their tithe. Just like you don't miss paying your insurance, they don't miss paying their tithe. Just like you don't miss paying your light bill, they don't miss paying their tithe. Just like you don't miss your mortgage or your car, no, they don't miss paying their tithe. Come on. Y'all say, you know what? I need for y'all to speak to me on the spiritual airwaves. You can be funny if you want to with your money, but I know what I'm doing with mine because God is good. God has blessed me. You can listen to the wrong folks if you want to. But I believe it's in the Bible several times for a reason. Amen. It idealistically benefits you to give back to God. Abel did it. Abraham did it. Amen. Apparently, most of the saints in that time, Job did it. Amen. I believe he did it. I believe that Christ did it. Amen. Because he said it's more blessed to give than to receive. He's the one that came and gave his made the ultimate sacrifice. Y'all better speak to me in here. Amen. Amen. I'm doing a little something different than Revelation today. I know you probably can't hear a bit about Revelation. We'll get back on Revelation probably next week or tomorrow if we be on the air tomorrow. Amen. But I want to bring this to you today. I want to talk to you about something. Is that all right if I talk to you about something? All right now. So you say, well, what about the Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter? What's that about, Pastor? What you talking about over here? So, well, let's read what it says. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse 1, read and say it. And it shall come to pass. In other words, it's going to happen. God ain't said when it's going to happen, but it shall come to pass. If thou shalt hearken diligently, oh, there we go. Obedience. That's what that means. Hearken diligently. Listen, hearken, obey. Obedience, diligently, unto the voice of the Lord, thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all we got to do is just get back to our first love. Not paying your tithes every now and then, not paying some of it, and less later, or whenever you feel like it. Hearken diligently, it said. Highlight that in your Bible. Hearken diligently. And what did the Bible say? Verse 2 says, all these blessings. See, I don't know about you, but I want all that God has for me. You can miss out on yours if you want. You know, when I order a steak off the menu, amen, I don't want some of the steak. I pay for all of it. I'm going to eat all. You going to take that home? You bet I am. I ain't paying no $50, $60 for no meal. I'm going to walk out halfway full. Amen. The devil, give me all. Come on now. I need y'all to talk with me. Amen. Is that okay if we talk? Amen. If I pay for all of it, I should all of it. Put that in that doggy bag, as they call it. Amen. I need all my blessings. Amen. Come on and give it to me. Amen. But this is what it says. All these blessings shall come on thee. Lord, have mercy. Rain down. See, it says come on thee. It means it's coming from, if it's something that comes on you. Amen. We know to come on something, you must come from what? Above. Y'all better talk to me now, Holy Spirit. And overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord, thy God, my God. Verse 3 says, blessed shalt thou be in the city. In other words, they know your name. Amen. Not that you're famous or anything. Amen. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field, no matter where you go. In your hometown, the next town. It's just something about you. Have you ever had somebody just stop you and say, brother, it's just something about you that it's just something about your spirit. Blessed shalt thou be. In other words, no matter where you go, people are going to be willing to bless you. I've been blessed like that. I'm like, oh, man, you're going to bless me like this? but God, may the good Lord bless your heart. Amen. For being a blessing. Amen. We definitely most appreciate it. Amen. Blessings are good. Amen. Ask me, I'll tell you about them. Amen. Watch what it says in verse 4. The blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Oh, my God. Amen. And the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket in thy store. I hope you're getting this, because if you notice, since verse 3 down to verse 6, it says blessed. And then verse 6 says, blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. See, you ain't got to walk around and tell folks you blessed and highly favored. My God. When you're blessed, folks, you see that you're blessed and highly favored. That's why I got so many haters now. I ain't never said a word. See, that's you thinking all that about me. I ain't never said or acting like nothing. That's you thinking like that. But you better be careful, because the Bible says, touch not my anointing, do my what? Profit no harm. Folks love to put their mouth on you all day long. I ain't said it did nothing to you. You don't see me walking around saying stuff, boy, I ain't got to boast and brag about nothing that I got. But you see what I got when I'm driving down the street. You see what I got when I walk in the store, amen, when I walk out the bank, amen, because the Bible says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. God said, I'm going to bless you. What? Coming in and going out. Why wouldn't you want that? Amen. Why wouldn't you want that for yourself? The devil heard lying to you about all this stuff you can have. Excuse me, amen. If you do this and do that, you sell out, sell your soul, I'll give you some trinkets. Amen. Because, see, these blessings ain't just materialistic blessings. They're spiritual blessings. Don't you know that your greatest gift, your greatest blessings is yet to come? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when a trumpet sounds, you're going to get a brand new body. We talked about this. Don't you know you're going to get a mansion in heaven? You ain't got to worry about calling out the maintenance man to fix stuff. Amen. Right now, we having to call folks to come out. Hey, come check on this plumbing before the winter comes. So the sink's like it's kind of slowing down and backing up a little bit. So we want to get you out here before the winter comes, before it gets real bad, before it gets cold. And you know, when the pipes, they get cold, that grease and that stuff that get down in the sink, it gets worse in the wintertime. So you want to get them out before it gets cold. It's still warm in Texas. We still have a 9-degree heat here. We want to get them out before it gets back. We don't want no problem. We know how it is when it's cold. Amen. You don't want no problem with your water. Amen. When it gets cold, want everything to run properly. Amen. Want to run in the heat as well. But I'm just saying, I want you to be blessed. I want you to receive all that God has for you. The devil think he, you know, the devil ain't nothing but a lie. That's all it is. God is good and the devil is a lie. That's all it is to it. The devil tell you you can have this and have that. He lying. He lying. Trust me, he lying to you. He'll give it to you temporarily. See, this stuff that folks sell their soul for is temporarily. Because as soon as you sell out to the devil, you can rest assured he's going to turn you in and out and upside down. That's what he wants to do. Turn you inside out and upside down. Soon as you hand over your soul, the title to your life, whatever you want to call it, soon as you sign over your soul to the devil, and he got death sitting there right by, death is right at the table with him, saying, huh, we got him now. and sold his soul for some trinkets, for some stuff that's going to rust, that thieves can break in and steal, that moth can eat up, that people going to fight over when you dead. And out there, you ain't got nothing but a lost soul in hell. That's all you got. Awaiting the day of judgment and then soon to be cast into the lake of fire. That's what the devil is doing. The devil is just tricking folks. He don't care about nobody but himself. He fools the fallen angels. The demons going to pay because they're the seed of the fallen angels. And all the souls that have sold out to the devil and that have refused God, that have refused the Son of Life. I'm here to tell you right now, salvation is free. Don't be one of the numbers that won't be listed in the Book of Life. Come on, man. Come to this side. Man, oh, man, come to this side. Your name can be in the Lamb's Book of Life. And there ain't nothing the devil could do about it. That's what he know once you become saved. The devil knows that. Ain't nothing he can do about it. He can't take your salvation. He knows that. Then you got I'm going to be nice. You got some of these people out here that are teaching and preaching that you can lose your salvation. It's not true. Okay? Not true. Nowhere in the Bible does it show that you can lose your salvation. In fact, do you think God's a loser? No, he's not. He's not a loser. The devil's a loser. He chose to lose when he turned his back on God, him and the fallen angels. They are losers. Your Father that's in heaven loves you so much, and he would not lose you back to a devil in hell like Satan. He's not going to let Satan have your soul. Amen. While the Bible says that you are sealed to the day of judgment. In other words, it's sealed. What's it done? That's it. And you're saved. You're going to heaven. You're going to see the Heavenly Father's face. And I can't wait to see the beauty of his glory. Family, I don't want nobody to be lost. Let me get back to this last scripture, verse 7, real quick. Amen. And I'm going to take a little break, a few minute break. Amen. Once I've been dealing with this cold and this cough and stuff, give me a little water break. I'm going to come back on the air. I'm going to have some moments of silence, let you ponder over these scriptures. Verse 7 says, the Lord shall cause thine enemies, that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. Boy, look at her. Did I not say it? I'm a king's kid. You better watch out. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Boy, don't you know that God will deal with you if you try to mess with a child of the king? Man, I'm a child of the king. I'm a king's kid. My inheritance is great. Watch what it says. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Oh. Sound like they don't know if they coming or going after God get through with them. That's how bad God is. Amen. Let me take this little quick break. Amen. Take a break from this coughing and give me something to drink. Give me about 2 or 3 minutes. I'll be right back. Maybe 5 or 2 or 3 minutes. Hope. Be right back. Amen. Amen. Welcome back. Welcome back. Come on in. Come on in. Bring it in. Bring it in. When God is good, amen, I'm about to get ready to disconnect. Amen. But I just wanted to share that word with you. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Amen. And we may be on tomorrow with Elder Bazaar, the Watchman on the Wall. Amen. But the main thing, if I want people to become saved before I close, amen. I want you to receive salvation before it's too late. It's not too late as long as you got breath in your body. My dad used to always say that when I was growing up. Say, as long as you got breath in your body, you got opportunity. Don't never shun opportunity. It don't matter what your health is like.
you got an opportunity to be, excuse me, you got an opportunity to become saved. Romans the 10th chapter verses 9 and 10. Why would you want anything else for your soul? At least get the victory before you leave this world. See, it don't matter what your health look like. It don't matter how old you matured to be in life. No matter what you lost in life, don't lose your soul. Like the elder said. They say, go to Vegas, go to Tokyo, go to South America, go to Beijing, go to London, go to New York, go to Vegas, come to Dallas, Texas, come to Texas if you want to, go to Africa, go to Timbuktu. But the watchman on the wall said, but don't go to hell. And that's a true statement, if I've ever heard one. That's a very true statement. Don't go to hell. Family, we got the victory. There's a blessing in obedience. So be obedient to God's will. Hear his commandments. Amen. And see what he observed to bless you. Amen. Amen. He's going to observe to bless you. Family, I love you. Remember, family, you are royalty. I am royalty. Family, hopefully I'll be on tomorrow, depending on how I feel. Man, it's been a rough week for me. It has been. Just pray for me. This cold hit me, I think it hit me like Tuesday or something like that. And the week went on, just kind of progressing, just got worse. I don't know what in the world. I said, man, it's been 90 degrees here. Said, how did I get a cold? We ain't had a front coming in yet, which is strange. Usually we get our first front in September. It usually dip down to like 40 or 50 degrees, then it'll warm back up. It'll warm back up like to the 80s and 90s. Then it'll get cold again in October. But it ain't happened yet. But nevertheless, family, I love you all, man. You just don't know how much I love you, how much I can express my love for you. I wish you the best. I want nothing but the best for the saints and the children of God. You know, don't give in to the come to the things of the world, things going on. Christ is soon to return. And I just want you to receive all your blessings. Don't let nobody take your blessing from you. God is good. His intent is for us to prosper. Amen. So with that being said, family, I'm going to go ahead and let you all go. Once again, I love you. Take care, and hopefully next week, in fact, I'll claim it and believe it that I will feel better next week. I'll be on the air. I've been just toughing it out, praying to God that he continue to give me the strength, that he give me the strength when I go to work tonight, that he gives me the strength to do what I got to do. I'm also praying that he gives you all the strength. Amen. Because a lot of times we don't know what you may be dealing with, what you may be going through. So we want to be considerate of all people. Amen. The Bible said we are all things to all men. And I love you very, very much. Love you much, family. Take care, and we'll see you next time, next week. This is the Overseer, Tim Jackson, signing off. Have a wonderful, blessed day and evening. Good night.